stated agenda. A copy of the notice will be attached to the minutes of this meeting. Pursuant to South Carolina Code Section 30-4-60, every meeting of all public bodies shall be open to the public unless one of the criteria delineated in SC Code 30-4-70 is at issue. Unless the facts and evidence presented in this appeal involve any discussion of employment, appointment, compensation, promotion, demotion, or release of an employee, a student or person regulated by a public body, or the appointment of a person to a public office, this hearing shall proceed in public view of those at this public hearing. At this time, do you wish to proceed in open or closed session?
Open.
The appeals process will proceed pursuant to the rules and regulation outlined in the bylaws of the South Carolina High School League, found on pages 1 and 2 of the bylaws. Before proceeding, I need to ask if you are seeking an interpretation of the league's constitution and bylaws or seeking a hardship petition under the special conditions eligibility provision by the league's bylaws.
Hardship.
Finally, are there any members of the executive committee who believe they need to recuse themselves from this appeal? Hearing none. If there are no questions by the school or the committee members, the school may present its appeal at this time. Please limit your presentation to 10 minutes to allow for questions and discussion. You may introduce your presenters and begin.
Thank you for allowing us to come here today to speak to you. With me today is our athletic director, Mr. Mike Morris, Mr. Nathan Kaiser, who the student in question, and his father, Mr. Jason Kaiser. Appreciate them coming with me today. This young man, Nathan Kaiser, resides in School District 4 and has for some time. He has been attending school at Southside Christian School, where his father is a teacher and coach. On November 22nd, Nathan Kaiser was dismissed from Southside Christian School for being in possession of some compromising pictures of a fellow student for the second time. In the first incident, Nathan and the young lady exchanged inappropriate pictures. As a result, Southside Christian School allowed him to stay enrolled as long as he completed a counseling session with Southside, and there was not a second incident. The initial incident took place off school grounds. The incident did not occur during school hours. Later on in that same summer, Nathan received a second photo from a young lady and did not immediately turn it over during the summertime. And in October, it was discovered that he was in possession of this photo. Nathan came forward and said, "Yes, I've had these photos." And the school determined that he would not be allowed to return after that was determined, after he was found out. I called Southside, discussed things with them. Southside confirmed what Nathan told me was that there was no coercion here. There was no sort of threats taking place to elicit these photos. This was a free exchange between these two young people. Nor was there any bullying that took place. Nothing was uploaded to any social media platform at any point in time. And they were both of these situations took place off school grounds, not on campus at all. Nathan was enrolled at Woodruff High School on November 15th, and he is not eligible to return to Southside Christian at any point in time, not this year or next year, for the rest of his high school career. And so he has been expelled from Southside School, and as a result, he is ineligible for 365 days by league rule. We are seeking a hardship exception based on the fact we feel like that is a case that is not the norm at all. Typically, for the 99.9% of cases, an expulsion from school is going to involve something disciplinary along the lines of weapons on campus, threats or physical violence to others or yourself or just teachers, faculty members. An expulsion is going to be a significant, violent, drug-related type event. And we feel like that a 365-day expulsion or a ban from athletics for this event is excessive. And warrants at least a hearing from you guys. And so Southside wrote a letter. It was included in your packet where they have concurred that they would endorse him being immediately eligible at his new school. And so that is where we are. Mr. Nathan, you got anything more to say?
That is basically what happened. I got pictures in back last year in March. In March, it was discovered the first time, and I was I was withdrawn from Southside, and over the summer I had counseling, and I had pastors and mentors meet with me, and it happened again over the summer. A girl came to me and sent me pictures without me asking or exchange. I never exchanged back the second time, but I did keep the photos. I went back to Southside the next year. She went to the dean and decided it was best to tell the school about it, and she told the school, and I was withdrawn because I was on probation there pretty much from last year. But that's basically it. I'm at Woodruff now. I think sports for me is really something I love to invest time in. I think it's a good, something good to keep me focused on something that I should be working hard on other than other things. And obviously just the situation has put a lot of stress on my family and me and my reputation, but I'm hoping at Woodruff I can restore that and make new friends and hopefully be involved in the football program this following year. That's it.
Mr. Gott.
Yeah, I guess, you know, I think as the rule states, we understand the rule as far as it goes in the book, but we do also understand that, you know, I work for a private school, and sometimes there's internal rules that are different than the general. Obviously, this has had quite an impact on me as a teacher and coach where I'm at, as well as my son, and it's been real tough on us, but we're really looking to move forward and have the opportunity for him to be involved in athletics, because I think that's, you know, for me as a teacher and a coach, you know, the reason I'm a teacher and coach is because I've had many teachers and coaches invest in my life. And I think that's been, you know, probably had one of the biggest impacts on me. And for my son to be able to have that same opportunity with, you know, the coaches that I know at Woodruff that I've met, that I see are willing to invest in him and take the time in him, I think it would be the best way for him to move forward as a high school student and, you know, be able to be involved as soon as possible, because I think it's a great outlet. I think that's what you guys do. You know, you're the high school league and you're the sports, and that's, I think that's the biggest part of, you know, you want those students involved because that's a real big part of their high school career. And for him to be out for a whole year would be, I think, somewhat excessive. And I would really appreciate the opportunity for him to be able to move forward now and be involved in athletics. You know, that's it. Thank you.
Once again, we're basically asserting that the 365-day ban is a situation that is totally different than those that exist for the majority or even a small minority of students based on the offense that we had committed here. And we appreciate Southside supporting our argument, and we'll be happy to entertain any questions. Coach Morris, do you have anything to add? We're happy to entertain any questions from the family. Okay.
Mr. Fulmer, do you feel you've had the opportunity to present your case at this time?
Yes, sir.
This time we'll open the floor for questions from the committee. Stone.
Nathan, how was it discovered that you had the pictures the first time?
First time, I shared with a couple of my fellow student friends at school, and it was found out around the girls that I had that were, they found out that I shared it, and they went to the school about it.
Okay. And the second time, how was it discovered that you had the second?
I had, I was eating with my friends one night, and I went to the bathroom, and he took my phone. He was going through, and he saw them, and he questioned me about it, and I don't know why, but we deleted in there, and then the girl found out about it, and thought it was best to go to the school about it.
Okay. Mr. Fenner.
have several questions. Okay. The first is the commissioner for the league. Is the 365-day ban because he was expelled from school, or is it inter-district transfer?
The appeal is asking for two exceptions.
Okay.
One is that even without the discipline piece, students still wouldn't have been eligible because it's an inter-district transfer with no modified change of address. The second is if that was set aside, there's also a piece of where he's been dismissed from another school and going to another school. The rule says that if you're dismissed from one school for disciplinary reason, you can't transfer to another school to avoid that discipline, or you can't, once you've been dismissed, it's 365 days of eligibility before you can be re-eligible. So what their request is for two exceptions. One is that we wouldn't have been eligible even without the discipline piece because it's not a bona fide change of address, it doesn't meet one of our transfer rules. They always lived, well, while attending Southside, they were living here in Woodruff. I mean, while they were living in Woodruff.
Can I speak into that or no? Am I allowed to?
I mean, if I'm mistaken, based on what I have here, says that we live in Woodruff's attendance area.
Yeah, we live right down the street from Woodruff. And the reason he was at school, obviously, is because I'm a teacher and coach at the school. That's the reason.
Well, that's what I'm sharing.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah,
it's the same thing.
I just want to clarify
that. He's at Southside Christian while living in Woodruff.
Correct.
So a transfer to Woodruff, he would be ineligible for 365 days because it's not an intra-district transfer, but an inter-district transfer. No modified change of address that sets it aside. Then the second piece is the discipline piece of where he's transferring after having been dismissed from another school.
Can I ask some questions? So Nathan, you mentioned your statement that the first time it was found out was in March. Is that correct?
I was
March.
I was withdrawn.
Were you withdrawn then
yes,
by parents or by the school?
We withdrew.
The parents withdrew you from school.
Yes.
So you went to counseling over the summer, and you reapplied to get back into Southside Christian, and you're readmitted under probation on them. And so then in November, you violated that probation by having pictures on your phone, and that's when they dismissed you from school.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Mr. Tim, when you transferred out, where did you place your son for educational purposes?
Last year?
Yeah, in March.
In March, we homeschooled the rest of the year. We went through the virtual school stuff, just kind of what got make sure he finished all his courses completed. Yes, sir.
Other questions?
What grade are you currently in?
I'm a 10th grade. I'm a sophomore.
And a junior next.
Yes, sir.
You know, what sports did you play?
Football and baseball.
Football and baseball. And the other question is, and you say this, the school found out about it during the summer?
No.
Or not they found it in the second?
It happened over the summer.
It happened over the summer.
Correct. And then it came to fruition in November, right?
Yes.
November. Yes, sir.
So someone told the school that he had?
Yes, the female went to the dean of women and said, you know, admitted what she had done and that he'd received the picture. As far as I understand, that's right.
Yes. Any other questions for the center from the committee? Hearing no other questions, do we have a motion? Makes a motion that we uphold the league or deny the appeal based on upholding the league's interpretation.
I'll second that.
We have a second from Mr. Timmel. We have a motion and a second. At this time, we'll open the floor for discussion amongst committee members. Mr. Benner?
Because I have some unique perspective on kind of how this works as being a private school principal. What we dismiss for is not necessarily what kids get expelled in the public school. It could be a variety of different things. you know, students are dismissed or just asked not to come back. So they're not expelled per se, but they're, they just can't attend us anymore because it's a choice deal. While I sympathize with that argument in this case of that he's not really expelled from the school, we still have the other aspect of the inter-district kind of thing, which I have a question for Lee, is if we set aside the dismissal expulsion part of it, if we separate that out, would he be eligible to play JV in an inter-district situation? So he could play JV for 365 days and then be eligible for RCR for that. Okay.
And just to sort of clarify, we're a 1-1 school and all students sign acceptably this policy.
Our duty.
And although I'm assuming this went to your fund and not your school issue device.
Yeah, is it?
That's just an assumption. I say that because that is an installable thing. If it is housed on your district-owned device, then that's a violation of the AEP. And we probably would have done what Southside did, give you a warning one time, but the second time, dang. We're sort of, but I do understand that there's sort of a different purpose of punishment there.
Other discussion?
So right now he's ineligible for any sport until November 5th or whatever the dismissal date.
Whatever day he enrolled.
November 15th. Okay.
Any discussion? Hearing no more discussion, we have a Mr. Brenner.
Could we amend the motion to set aside or separate the two issues, the dismissal and the inter-district? Or do we have to vote on this motion first before we do that?
Per our parliamentarian proper procedure.
Well, let me, so your motion is to uphold based on both criteria?
Yes.
So, you can make a motion to divide the question once he has that, and it's not debatable. Once he has made that motion to divide the question of adopting his motion into two separate ones, which would be adopting it on one rule, adopting it on the other. If you wanted to divide the question, we had two votes. To uphold it on the two different criteria. I think you could do that. I mean, you can divide a question.
Two separate votes. I make the motion we divide the motion into two separate parts. We vote on the dismissal, 365 days, and the inter-district, 365 JV dismissal.
We have the motion to uphold both pieces in a second. Now we have a motion to divide and discuss the expulsion, suspension, release from one school, and then look at the transfer rule based upon inter-district transfer. So we have that motion.
I'll second.
A second. Discussion about the new motion.
It's not debatable.
It's not debatable, but there can be discussion. Correct?
If it's not debatable, you got to vote to divide the question. It's undebatable.
Take a motion. We have a vote to divide
it. It can be made any time.
Okay, so we're going to take a vote to divide the question, and then we would have discussion. One more. All right, continue.
Correct.
All right.
Yeah, if you want
to. So this time we'll vote to divide the question. Again, take it as two separate pieces as opposed to the original motion of one. All those in favor of dividing the question, please raise your right hand.
Nine.
Opposed.
Seven.
Okay, so the motion does pass to divide the motion into the dismissal first, and then the inter-district transfer. So discussion on the motion to take up is the dismissal. We'll start with discussion there.
Just for clarification, and how it actually reads in terms of what we're doing here in terms of interpretation, because I don't believe that it specifically mentions the expelled. Is the wording something along the lines of in good standing at your previous school?
It says here, the student who transfers from one school to another school while under expulsion or facing expulsion shall be ineligible to participate in any South Carolina High School League activity for one calendar year.
Okay, so it specifically mentions that, correct?
Expulsion or facing expulsion.
Okay. My thought process on this, and of course each school has their own rules, and but when you go to that school and you make that determination to attend one school or another, I mean, I imagine, like we do at my school, all students are made aware of what the rules are, what the expectations are from the very beginning, and what will happen if you don't apply by those rules. I think what would concern me is if as a body, we're going to start determining, what is expellable, what is a degree of an expellable offense. That's really left up to the school level. And up to that body to make that determination. I just don't think that the league is really the one responsible for saying, in that case, maybe it wasn't drugs, but in this case, it was just a pitcher. And so we'll make a conversation on that. That would be my concern, is that we're now kind of being the interpreter of the schools in terms of what their interpretation is and what their rules are that are outlined for them. And even in public school, depending on what district you're in, those can be different in terms of what the consequences are.
That's true. But and just my piece before I recognize the next, where I struggle with this is I could understand a private school that was outside of the league, maybe not following, but this school is in the league and under our constitution now. So to make an exception with two schools that are supposed to be following the same constitution, whether one's private, one's public or not, they're both member schools. So that's my concern to this issue.
I feel the same as and with Ray. It's not our position to. I feel like if we don't uphold the league's decision, then we are in case circumventing the expulsion, trying to circumvent the expulsion, go around it to allow certain things. So
and I understand that part of it. We have a letter from Southside Christian that supports the eligibility of the student, so they are supporting that part of it. I also think you got to take consideration it's on his personal cell phone outside of school that both of these things happen. And so, for us, and you're right, our kids know exactly what our rules are. Our students are 365, 24/7, and the expectation is that. And I dismiss kids for things they've done in the summer, and that happens. But I also think that you've got to understand where I'm coming from is, did he do something stupid? Yeah. Okay. Should he have gone as soon as he got the picture to his father and said, hey, I know I'm under suspension. This is what I got. What do I do with this? Yeah. And I'm sure that they've had that conversation probably 100 times from the point where it happened to now. But if the school that the kid's coming from, young man's coming from, supports his eligibility, And for us, I have expelled a kid in my 16 years. You just dismissal. But we do expel kids when it comes to serious offense that happens on school grounds. So we have to kind of take what the school is saying, Southside Christian, as we always try to say what the partner schools are saying, and take them where they are. So I think in this part, the 365 days for dismissal is not warranted. 365 days for the inter-district transfer is something that should come up in discussion.
Other discussion.
I guess the difficult thing I have is that this happened and there was a contract, a probational contract, you know, agreed upon, and then we had another incident with the same issue with the students representing Southside Christian. That's just like having a behavioral contract in a public school. When you violate that behavioral contract, it'll go before a expulsion. This is the same sense in a public school. If we have a rule in our constitution that states if you've been expelled and you're a member of the school, then we need to abide by what the rule states.
Any other points for discussion for this topic before we take a vote? Hearing none, the vote is on whether we consider the dismissal piece. Mr. Fenner, do you want to clarify?
The 365-day ban from athletics should be enforced because of dismissal. It's not like Christian. Works actually, as the rule says, expulsion.
We're taking up the motion that we do support the 365 days based on the dismissal from the other school. Questions about the motion?
This is in favor of the Constitution upholding because of
this. This is in favor of upholding the Constitution based on the dismissal from the other school.
Second.
That's already been seconded. I was clarifying the motion. All those in favor, please raise your right hand.
Okay. 13.
Opposed?
4.
So that motion was uphold based on the dismissal from the other school. Now the second piece to that is consequential because the first one has been voted. So what that means, Mr. Fulmer, is your appeal has been denied. If you wish to appeal the executive committee's decision to the appellate panel, you may do so by contacting the league's commissioner within the next 24 hours. Thank you very much.
Just before it's finished, do we have to vote on that?
Since you divided the question,
okay.
We can vote.
Okay.
On the main motion. Right. Have a recorded vote because okay. I think that'll make a difference if they want to.
Fair enough.
Because of the request on the appeal.
The second question was to uphold the Constitution based on the inter-district transfer, no movement, no family bona fide change of address to change then schools. Any discussion about that question?
The only point on that is he would be eligible to participate in JV athletics during that time. So that's kind of what we used to look at.
But even if we set aside, we've already ruled on it by the discipline piece keeping him eligible.
That was a loan.
If it was a loan by itself in the district, then he would be only eligible in JV.
Well, if it was loan by itself, it wouldn't require your approval. It's an automatic allowance. Would it have to come before the commission?
But their appeal is
upholding.
So it would be upholding. We wouldn't grant him varsity at eligibility. He would fall under the rule, which would be
JV position.
Yeah.
Right.
Because they're appealing both of us.
Or what you couldn't do to JV because of the discipline.
Right.
Is that understood?
So we're voting on as inter-district and allowing him to be a JV athlete?
No. We're voting to uphold the Constitution.
Uphold the Constitution.
That's inter-district transfer.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor of upholding the league's decision on the inter-district transfer, please raise your right hand.
17.
Opposed.
0.
Has been denied. If you do wish to appeal, you may contact the commissioner in the next 24 hours. Thank you very much.